This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Still to come here tonight, we'll talk to you about whatever you want to discuss, though so far the show has been focusing on the school shootings. And are schools actually safer today than they were in the past? According to the statistics you looked at, Mark, they are.
Much. Four times safer.
Lots safer now than they were, you know, a few decades ago, for instance, or just a couple decades back. And we're kind of in a related issue now, Johnson, where you're looking at the question of, are private schools safer than government schools today? And that's kind of where we left off. Where is the story coming from, by the way?
The story is coming from, my extension prevents me from seeing that right off the top. It's RichmondAlarm.com.
Richmond Alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good name for a newspaper.
I didn't know if it was a newspaper or what that was.
No.
Okay.
I believe so.
Got it.
So, an active shooter scenario is among the worst of parents' fears. These acts of violence get a lot of publicity, as they should, when a tragedy like this occurs, when our nation comes together to mourn for those lost. It also gives us the opportunity to bring the issue of school violence to light.
Again!
Yeah. With school violence, well, school violence is on many people's minds, it's also important to keep things in perspective. Because of mass shootings, people assume kids have a higher degree of risk today than, say, 20 years ago.
Right, the guns are better, right? So they must be at a higher risk.
Are the guns that much better?
No.
No, a lot of gun designs have been around for a long time.
We're just talking about the 1911 today.
Yeah. Statistically speaking, this isn't the case. Few realize that the odds of a student being killed at school were 7 times higher in the 1991-1992 school year than they were in the 2010 and 2011 school term. The odds of being struck by lightning are 1 in 700,000. The odds of a student being killed at school are 1 in 2,700,000.
Wow, so those were the numbers we were looking for earlier when I just happened to ask, you know, Mark, right. What are the odds of being struck by lightning?
Independently, I went and took the number of people roundabouts killed by police every year and divided it by the population of the country, which is roughly 323 million. Mm-hmm. And essentially what that gives you is an odds that's slightly higher than around 1 in 600,000, which means that it's more likely to be killed by a cop than it is to be struck by lightning, and you're also more likely to be killed by a cop than you are to die as a student at school.
4 times more likely, right?
Yes, yeah, something like
2.4 million, you said?
2.7 million.
Yeah. The Broward County Sheriff's Department does not want you to know that statistic.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
And I would also guess that if you are a young person, you're probably even more likely to be killed by a police officer. I'm just speculating on that, just because the cops are more likely to go after young males, for instance, than anybody else.
Hell, nobody likes young males.
Yeah. Well, regardless of the statistics, the loss of even one child to violence is one too many, which is why schools must take precautions and find ways to reduce acts of violence on school grounds. Or just go away, in my opinion. But anyway.
How about the act of violence that is the threat of violence against the student and the parents if they don't go to the government schools? Because if you don't show up and the government doesn't have a permission slip from you to say that you're not, you know, you don't have to, maybe you, you know, don't feel like you need to go to the government schools and you haven't asked any government bureaucrats permission to stop going, well, they're going to send those men with guns, those very cops, to your parents' house, and they're going to be looking for you. And they're going to take you with them. At some point.
So the article asks this important question here. Are school shootings more common at private schools or public K-12 schools? A review of the mass school shootings list confirms that most K-12 school shootings have occurred at public institutions.
Well, but is it per capita? Because, I mean, if you're just looking at raw numbers, of course they're mostly going to happen at government schools.
Right.
Most people go to government schools by a large number, like 90%.
Yeah, if you're going to just judge based on population density, I guess. But I don't know that that's necessarily even fair.
The most accurate assessment would be to judge the per capita shootings at one school versus another type of school.
But is that how they do gun? These people are looking at gun violence? I mean, right? I mean, are they looking at it that way? I don't think that they are, but...
Oh, no, there's all kinds of statistic manipulations out there. I'm just saying that that's not a fair statistic.
Sure. Well, they say, as of 2017, private K-12 academic institutes have, for the most part, been spared from large-scale mass shootings. However, it's important to keep in mind that anything could happen in the future. Neither public nor private K-12 schools should let down their guard. School security should be at the top of every school administrator, both public and private.
Don't worry, they keep saying they're going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And they wanted $500 million in Florida or something like that to post, like, basically these military police at every school. Well, if there's anything we've learned from the past attacks, it's that a senseless act of violence can happen anywhere for any reason, and possibly no reason at all.
But you should be afraid everywhere you go.
Terrorism should win everywhere. You should always be afraid. And vote, vote, vote. And give the government more money. Anyways, school violence, private versus public. The Council for American Private Education have compiled an array of statistics related to school violence and how public academic organizations compare to their private counterpart. While this particular organization reports stats that perpetuate the notion that private schools are safer, it's still a pretty close call.
Hmm.
Also, keep in mind that the source of these statistics, here are a few of the highlights. Gang presence, 2% of private schools, 19% of public schools.
Yes. I would guess that gang presence is something that is pretty not tolerated at a private school.
Yeah.
Right? Because at a private school, the people who run that school, they've got customers.
Yeah.
And they're unlike the government schools where they get budgets that are bigger every single year in pretty much every single case, regardless of how many people are attending the schools, they're just going to keep getting paid. Whereas with the private schools, if they're not satisfying their customers, those customers will say, bye-bye, and they're going to take their kids out of that private school, and put them in another private school, or do homeschooling or unschooling. So there's a much higher level of customer service that's involved in that. And one of those things is, hey, we don't want to have an environment where our students, our customers, are going to be threatened by, you know, looming gang members who are lurking in the hallways.
Speaking of statistics not being expressed completely honestly, I think... Odds of becoming a victim of a crime. Any crime.
Any crime. Any crime. For anybody?
Yeah, for anybody. 2% at private schools, 4% at public schools. Now, if you extrapolate that, that means you are twice as likely at a public school, as likely to experience some kind of crime against you.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It happened to you.
Who didn't have something stolen from them at public school? In the room. Did you have anything stolen?
I definitely had something stolen from me.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me too. 100% of us had larceny committed against us while we were at public school.
A lot of it goes unreported, right? Like, somebody stole something out of my backpack.
A lot of it goes uncared about. I mean, I'm certain I reported the fact
that I didn't.
Yeah, I had stuff stolen, but, well, I can assure you I did.
It wasn't going to do me any good. I even knew when it happened. When a TI calculator was stolen out of my backpack in high school, I knew because the person bumped into me when it happened.
Oh, hey, and the theme continues. Physical attack by another student. 3% at private schools. 6% at public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Twice as likely to be attacked by some savage student at a public school. So...
Yeah.
School safety strategies. There are a number of resources.
Don't go.
Yeah, don't go.
Strategy number one.
Close all these public schools. Get rid of it. It's ridiculous. They're garbage. School safety strategies. There are a number of resources and organizations dedicated to helping prevent violence in our schools, such as Students Against Violence Everywhere, Keep Schools Safe, National Association of School Psychologists, the Center for Disease Control, and many more. There are also several companies working to develop teacher and classroom defenses against mass shooters, as well as improve police response time to school emergencies. How about you just close the K-12 schools, sell them all off?
Yeah, all the think tanks in the world aren't going to be able to really improve these situations. Changing the deck chairs on the Titanic.
In our little tiny small town alone, it costs over $19,000
per
student to educate. And the private schools, I think even in this area, are doing it for less than half that by far.
Some are. Some more, some less.
I've got a solution. Maybe you guys will can punch some holes in it after we're done.
A solution to?
Schooling. I've got a proposal.
Okay. All right.
That
Mark's proposal.
Mark's minarchist government school funding, primary and secondary.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs in the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We're talking about school safety. Of course, the safest option is to get your kids out entirely. But Johnson's sharing with us the differences, the stark contrasts between safety at private schools and at government schools. you know, despite all the talk about safety at government schools, despite all the spending, despite all the, you know, the armed guards and the metal detectors or whatever, you still have, you're twice as likely to be the victim of a crime, be the victim of violence at a government school compared to a private school. We'll talk more about that.
We were wondering the source. I just want to say the source we were wondering about on this, whether or not a newspaper or not, is actually a security company. It's an alarm company.
What was it, Richmond Alarm?
Richmond Alarm, yeah.
So we'll talk more about that on the way here. Zencash.com is the place you should go to check out Zencash, which is a newer cryptocurrency. It started in 2017, and there are a lot of choices in the cryptocurrency marketplace. But this one was created by voluntarists, by people who love liberty, by people who understand economics, and people who appreciate anonymity and decentralization and peace. That's what Zencash is all about. Go to Zencash.com, and you'll learn that they've got some of the best technology in addition to having a principled, liberty-oriented team that founded the thing. They've got zero-knowledge anonymity. They've got decentralized autonomous organizations that they're working on building right now to help govern the currency. So go learn more over at Zencash.com. They've created a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. It's Zencash.com. They've got over 7,000 secure nodes, which means Zencash is one of the strongest blockchains out there on the planet right now. They've got wallets in multiple languages, and they're available on, I think, 7 exchanges at the moment. So go and learn more. Do your due diligence and learn it at Zencash.com. So we can talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. Johnson, you were sharing with us some interesting statistics from the folks at the security company looking at the differences between private schools and government schools. But, Mark, you had a proposal of some sort.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to read it to you. It is called Mark's Minarchist Solution to Government School Funding, Primary and Secondary.
When did you write this?
A few nights ago. I was having a terrible time sleeping because of my you know, Montezuma's Revenge kind of thing.
Yeah.
Came up with an idea. I figure our audience always likes me to have minarchist solutions to things. And sure, I'll take steps in the right direction. So this is what I got for you.
All right.
You know, on Free Talk Live, we discussed the Parkland shooting, consistent with our normal MO. We blamed it on the state, not the state of Florida, the hierarchical monopoly organizational model. Mostly, this elicited a chorus of voices on two sides. One, government schools are great, and you two don't know what you're talking about. And two, you're right, let's kill government schools and start over. We don't get that. What we didn't get, naturally, are people on the fence, and I would imagine they are legion. My co-host,
yeah, fence sitters don't tend to call talk radio.
Right.
Right.
My co-host, Ian, and many other hardcore libertarians will howl at my upcoming solution, but they all know in their hearts that a truly free world will not spring from the head of Zeus tomorrow. So I propose a small government solution that is easy and highly implementable. Likely over 2 years, a short term in office for a politician. Excuse me, I've thing moved around. First, give all the schools to the teachers, the administrators, the janitors, and employees of the school. No. Administrators at a municipal level, they don't count. They can get real jobs, and or the principal of a given school can decide to include them if it's deemed necessary. Don't worry. You aren't losing control over your local school here. You never had it in the first place. The money's gone. It's wasted. You can quit crying now.
Yeah.
Two, set up a means-based scholarship program administered by the property assessor's office. What means-based means is, do they have the means to pay for school? And some people do, some people don't, right?
Okay, meaning a poor person would get a scholarship if
right.
they could prove their need.
Kids living in the lowest quintile of domiciles in a municipality. Do you understand what that means, Ian?
Quintile is lowest fifth?
20%, yeah.
Okay.
The lowest 20% of valued domiciles. Does that, do you get it? It
doesn't Based mean on property
they,
value.
Right. So a rich person could choose to live in the slums if they wished and receive this.
I see.
Got it?
Seems unlikely, but yes.
It's unlikely.
Yeah.
But it's easy to administer. This is a quick switch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have income tax to decide. You know, people don't have to put in forms or anything like that.
Yeah.
The properties assessor's office can click, sort all the domiciles in their given municipal area, whether it's county or city or town or whatever the hell it is, and they can say sort by value, and whoop, and then you can, you know, hopefully there's a way to figure out what the program very quickly you know, show me the quintiles and wham, wham, you're there. If not, I suspect the programming is very minimal to get there.
Okay.
Okay. So, in a municipal area, you get 75, the kid gets 75% of what is currently, at this moment, spent per pupil in their area. Got it?
75%, okay.
Yep. So, immediate. That's 25% a lot. Cut.
Yeah.
Right? As averaged out over the last 5 years. So, kids in the second bottom quintile get 50% of that. So, 50% of the 75%. Got it?
Okay. Which quintile?
The second one up, that down from the bottom. The you know, the 20 to 40%.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, they get 50% of that.
So, you're saying subsidize up to the 40% quintile.
Well, because people are, the first thing you say, if you say get rid of government schools, is what about the poor people, right? Mm-hmm. And then, well, if you're going to give all this to the poor people, what about the people up that, from there? What about the person that's right on the line? That's really important, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Well, they get half as much.
Okay.
The reason for the 25% reduction in per student spending is a presumed amount of government waste. Bam. I just cut property taxes by 50% or so and prevented the middle class people from sponging off the dole. You're welcome. Figuring out which domiciles of what value should be a simple sorting task for any database. Click sort by, take the bottom 20%, the next 20%. After that, simple. The government's is never that easy, but there will likely be an adjustment period where they can move their systems into the 90s, if not the 2000s.
Get out of the punch cards.
Yeah. People will have to bring in proof of residence, and letters can be sent periodically to the domicile with a do not forward stipulation. Property assessors do this to make sure that... That people aren't renting their homes out and claiming them as their residence. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, for like homesteading exemptions.
Yeah, this happened to me in Florida. I claimed that I was living in my house. I was actually renting it out. Mm-hmm. They got me because the renter didn't follow my instructions and give me the darn piece of paper I was looking for. But turns out she worked for their property assessor's office.
No.
I should have known better.
Damn.
Okay.
You blew that one.
Yeah. Figuring out which domiciles are of what value should be a simple sorting task. For those that wish to use their, say all this in the call. For those that wish to have a lot of children, use their vajayjay as a clown car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There will be a diminishment of 20% per additional child on a matriarchal line. So, if you want to start a hockey team, do it on your own dime. If you want to get with a gal who has two kids and claim that you got to make it your own by pushing a baby through it, that's a vanity baby, and you pay 60% of their schooling.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Mark wants to rearrange the deck chairs of the Titanic.
That's basically it there.
We'll continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Is it an improvement? I don't know, maybe. Sounds like it could be, especially if, you know, you didn't really focus on the first part very much. You said turn over the government schools to the teachers. That's a pretty big proposal that could result in significant savings. More coming up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on
your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to find out where liberty-oriented businesses are located? Liberty.menu is a newish site. It started in 2017, and just recently we signed on to as a partnership, basically, with Liberty.menu to help them get out the word that they've got really the best libertarian, liberty-oriented business directory out there. It's more than just businesses, though, that you can list at liberty.menu. You can also list your digital content and your events. For instance, maybe you got some meetings in your area that you want other liberty-minded folks to know about. You can put those on liberty.menu as well. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. These are principled people who made liberty.menu. They made it easy to use. It's slick, it works well, and it's free. So there's no reason to not go there and put your stuff in there. You got businesses that you want to let other libertarians know about, whether it's in your area or, you know, maybe you can use international customers too. Head over to liberty.menu, get your listings up there on the site. It's got a bit of a social networking aspect to it as well. You can, of course, write reviews of any businesses that you have been a customer of there. And you can share easily with others, liberty.menu.
Yeah, if you've got a project or some kind of little business or anything like that, this is a great opportunity for you to spread the word very quickly and easily and cheaply.
And it works well. It looks great. Liberty.menu. And, of course, there are upgraded listings available, but, again, totally free just to get on there and start listing today. And, of course, free to look as well. Liberty.menu. So, Mark, your proposal was to, let me see if I can recap this from my understanding, to change around the government school system, not abolish it entirely. You had a minarchist proposal, a small government proposal.
Right. The proposition that government schools weren't going to go away tomorrow, that's my proposal, seriously. But, look, I get it. I live here in the real world, and I understand that they're not going anywhere tomorrow. But, you know, in lieu of that, here's a proposal, and that proposal is, let's do this.
You said to
step one,
turn the government schools over to their employees, to basically make them employee-owned companies. Whether they live or die in the marketplace would be up to them at that point.
They'd have to be employee-owned companies. I suppose the principal could ask everybody to buy them out or something, but everybody would get some, you know.
They get a share.
Yeah, some kind of share.
In this company, and then, you know, they've got to figure it out from there. How much do they charge to run the organization, you know, to the different students? And maybe they would come up with different, you know, levels of charging for different incomes and that sort of thing. But then on top of that, you said that the government's property office or the property assessor should run a program where the lowest performing or the lowest valued properties in town by the lowest quintile or 20% to 40% would get subsidies for vouchers or something like that.
A means-based scholarship program. Vouchers are a little different because the government then comes in and decides what you've got to do and what you've not got to do to be a school.
This would just be a straight check?
This is a scholarship.
Okay.
You could do, it'd be basically a straight check. Yeah. You could do what you wanted with it as far as sending your kid to school and that sort of thing.
Oh, wait. Could you do what you want with it, or could you only use it for a school?
It'd have to be used for a school.
Would it be able to be used for homeschooling?
I would think so. I mean, you know, if you could.
Well, in that case, you could just do whatever you want with it, right? Because then how are you going to prove that you're homeschooling? How are you going to prove that? Then you're going to have to show spending on homeschooling things. What would that even look like?
Nah, I think you'd probably have to. It'd have to go to a school then. I mean, maybe the homeschooling co-op could be put together where, you know, parents could get together and say, you know, we're homeschoolers and we do stuff together and we, you know, pool our money or something. But I think you're right that some sly folks would turn it into a crack and Budweiser and you know, the kids would go nowhere and then everybody would be upset again.
All right, so let's talk about the crack and Budweiser parents here, Mark. One of the big claims that I think one of the teachers actually who called over the weekend made was, hey, we teach everybody. We teach the people who, you know, the kids who are abused at home, the kids of drug addicts.
Yep.
And that's, you know, one of the things that's good about government schools was they make sure everybody gets an education. Now, whether it's a good education or not, that's another question. But they make sure that somebody is there to teach them something theoretically during the daytime hours.
I think that's something worth addressing, right? I think that you know, maybe they're right. Maybe a private school could do no better for these kids that they get. Maybe a private school could. And the thing we'll never know is that the crack, children of crack addicts, or whatever it is that she claimed, it was something very similar to that, you know, how good of students can these people be on average? I don't know the answer to that, and clearly the public school system gets stuck with them, but under my proposal, then these people would have a price tag, and the marketplace would attempt to provide a school or schools for them. They'd probably end up going to the same building, because I'm giving the building to the teachers, and it's reasonably close to them. You know, that's how public schools are designed. So, you know, they could very well end up going back to the same school. But what would it look like if these schools had a motive to turn these people around rather than now, which is basically the motive of making, you know, getting the teachers to stick around and, you know, what everything else that goes into it.
Their motives are to get the budgets to be larger the next year. Whether or not they've done a very good job doesn't seem to have any effect on whether or not the budgets are going to increase. It seems like the budgets go up regardless. Like here in Keene, where we live in New Hampshire, the budgets just keep going up, even though the school enrollment is either going down or stagnant. So they're not increasing the number of students in the government schools. They're losing them or staying the same, but the numbers just keep going up.
They would claim that's an economy of scale. Again, we don't know if it's an economy of scale because public schools exist outside of the economy.
Okay, but I'm going to play the critic here, the devil's advocate,
yeah, that's
Mark,
what you're supposed
on your plan. So the person who's concerned about the poor kids that are abused and parents are neglectful,
which is always what everybody's interested in,
they're going to say, all right, well, if the government schools are now market schools run by the teachers and they're competing in a marketplace, why would they want to have these, you know, low-life kids or whatever at their schools, Mark? What, they don't have an obligation to take them on, so what would be their interest in doing that?
Well, if your child keeps on getting kicked out of school, school after school in their given neighborhood, what does that say about you and your child?
You failed.
Right. I mean, like, you're an awful parent.
But they don't care. They're high.
Well, the parents?
Yeah, the parents okay. High on methamphetamine.
What am I supposed to do? Like, okay, look, I get it. 20%, 80% of attention is spent on 20% of students, and 80% of that attention is spent on 20% of those students.
Yeah.
There's a if schooling is a good idea for most kids, that means that it's not a good idea for some kids. Some kids are not right for school, and I don't know what to do about that, but I know I don't want them in class with my kid. Do you want me to handcuff them to your kid? Because that's the kid that's effing it up for everybody else. That 1 out of 100.
So you're just saying let them hang out in the wind.
What am I supposed to do? If you're this bad, I mean, somebody's going to take that money, right? They're going to create a school that looks a lot like a jail. And that's where your kid's going to end up.
Or maybe not. Or maybe the marketplace will come up with some creative options that we've not thought of before.
But all I know is I don't want that stinking kid in with mine. And I don't want that. And do you want him in with yours?
No.
I understand the problem of this. But my problem is I want my kid educated. And if your kid can't handle 3 or 4 different schools, that's a problem you've got to handle, not me.
If you want to join us here, you are welcome to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Huffington Post's article here, headline, "The Parkland shooting may have just cemented America's newest voting bloc. Furious teens and parents are emerging as a political force for gun control." This just sounds like a salivating article how wonderful it is that all these kids,
finally,
they're getting
in
active.
Our grasp.
They're going to vote.
We will ban something. I don't care if it's just a color black and a rifle. We will ban something.
Yeah, so we'll tell you more about what they have to say here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then Johnson's going to give us 7 reasons to just shut them down. The government schools, that is. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue. You're welcome to join us with your thoughts.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please amp the show if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month. You send that in via credit card, via PayPal, via Bitcoin Core, and then Free Talk Live will take that money in and invest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board. Mark, you said that we had a record number of radio stations recently. Is that right?
179.
Was that a record? I thought we were getting in the close to the record territory. I just wasn't sure.
That was a record.
For sure if it was. That's good to know. And we can get more. We can get 200, 250, 300. It's possible.
We can get one more and get 180.
We'll get there. And we could use your help. So please, you get... AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chats, and more. Go get all the details. Oh, and the AMP Only podcast over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com.
So while we've been talking about this, you know, all these gun stories and the school shootings and whatnot, I just wanted to, before we move on from this topic, I just wanted to mention that I was rushing tonight to get out a T-shirt for Liberty Minded, and that shirt that I launched tonight was reported to the FBI, but they just ignored it.
You've got some cool shirts over there at libertyminded.com, and you're always coming up with new stuff. And you're
trying to get a topical one out in some, you know, a timely fashion this time around.
And you have the Free Talk Live gear, logo Free Talk Live gear, including, let's see, the hats, Free Talk Live hats.
That's right.
Hats, skull cap,
hoodies,
t-shirts,
both men and women's styles of shirt.
That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got some DVDs. I've got, actually, you know, they've got a, I've got a hard drive where you can get the first few seasons of Free Talk Live, including some content that was pre-syndication, if you want to hear
way back.
That wackiness. Got that.
That's like 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool stuff over at libertyminded.com. Get over there. All right, so here's the story from Huffington Post, where they are just so excited. Melissa Jeltson and Jennifer Bendry writing the article here about how Parkland shootings may have cemented America's newest voting bloc. Is the shooting, the school shooting, going to make it so teenagers actually vote? That's what they want to believe.
Teenagers decided the 2016 election. I mean,
did they?
Yeah.
Really?
It was at least in two states or something. Yeah, I think it was close.
Because, I mean, historically, teenagers don't vote for crap. I mean, they just...
It was close enough.
The reaction to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, followed a similar or a familiar arc. GOP leaders offered thoughts and prayers. The media profiled fallen victims. Democrats urged action on the same gun safety bills they've been pushing for years.
As though those are going to fix it.
As Republicans said, none of their ideas would work. But then the script veered off course. Teenage survivors, angry and emotional, got in front of cameras and demanded changes to the country's gun laws. They denounced the National Rifle Association and lawmakers who take its money as the cause of inaction. Now, I gotta say, I haven't been watching the news. I don't watch the news. I don't have the news to watch. I don't watch television. I don't have television to watch. But I did, you know, see people posting about these clips of the teenagers talking to news media and saying that they were coached, saying that they were following a script, apparently, that they had talking points that they were making. Mm. Did any of you guys see this stuff?
I have seen it. Yeah, I'm somewhat skeptical of it all.
Skeptical of what all? All of the claims that...
The CNN was somehow handing out scripts to students. I mean, that sounds...
Is that what the allegations are? Is that they were following CNN script or someone else's script?
I'm sure they're putting together scripts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these people are... A couple of them are pretty polished. They could have very well put together their own scripts, right? They could write something.
They certainly could have.
This one kid's really great on camera. You know, I mean, he's a socialist.
Yeah. Isn't he like a drama school student or something,
yeah, something
like that?
Something like that. I mean, you know, there's he's going to be good on camera.
They brought the actors out to, you know, to say these things.
I don't know who they are. These kids got together and wanted to solve this problem. This was at a high school. You're going to find some people who are going to want to get together. I believe this is relatively organic.
Okay.
You know, but, yeah, they're feeding each other stuff. They don't. And their kids, right? Like the fact that you happened to go attend a school where there was a shooting does not make you qualified to propose policy. Now that doesn't mean they're all proposing policy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't. Some of them are just saying, hey, do something about this. In which case, my proposal for getting rid of government schools will help do that.
What about the other side though? I mean, obviously the mainstream media has an agenda. And it's pretty clear what those agendas are, depending on which channel you're watching. Fox has an agenda. MSNBC has an agenda.
Clearly the agendas of the globalists.
He's got an agenda, too. And so what I'm wondering is, has anybody shown the teenagers who shoot guns and what they have to think about this? Because there are still teenagers out there who don't want to ban guns, right? Like, I bet you could find them here in New Hampshire, but I suspect CNN's cameras aren't pointing in that direction, that they're not even looking to talk to those teenagers.
I've heard some on some of the Republican talk radio shows about, you know, talking to some of the people from Florida who, you know, are pro-gun.
I was just curious, how balanced is this coverage? I suspect
not balanced at all.
Right, so you're going to hear from those people on the right-wing radio shows.
This David Hogg kid is everywhere.
This is the kid Mark was talking about, the polished kid.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dan in Nebraska.
Well, he's the son of an FBI, a former FBI agent.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Dan, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on our webcam, cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hey.
So, I was listening to this story, and, you know, I kind of see... When I read the stuff, I take it not personally as like an insult, but I take it personally as like a goal because, see, I have a lot of hope in Generation Z. And I remember
Generation
them.
Z is after the millennials?
Yes, we're okay. 1995 to 2009. Okay.
Okay.
And these kids are obviously a part of Generation Z. A lot of polls have actually shown that Generation Z is the most right-wing generation since the Greatest Generation. And I don't want to lose this hold we might be able to get, because we're going to be the main competition for the millennials and the voter base. So if we let these kids ruin Generation Z, then we're going to definitely see a descent into socialism, because we need the Generation Z.
Isn't the U.S. already a socialist country?
It's already far too socialist for my liking, mm-hmm. but believe me, Ian, it could get worse. It could get a lot worse.
Yeah, it could get worse, sure.
So
what are you saying? Are you saying that it sounds like you're saying two different things here. You're saying Generation Z is more likely to be right wing, but also easily turned into socialists?
I don't like what they're doing to our image, because I don't want this media complex to foist Generation Z into having this sort of identity of being a active left wing one, when we still have the potential if we stick.
How could the media change a whole generation? I mean, are you saying that media would somehow affect what the generation? I mean, the mainstream media, shouldn't Generation Z be kind of more with it and more hip?
Yeah, aren't they getting their stuff from the internet? I mean,
this left wing,
why would they be watching the news at all?
Yeah,
the left wing, right wing stuff.
We don't watch the news. We don't
So are you telling me that Generation Z doesn't like gay people? Because that sounds right wing.
We are the least accepting. As far as a poll went, you can go look at this poll. It's actually a very widely cited one. It should be pretty easy to find on Google. Like, least likely to like tattoos, to like premarital sex, to like on all social issues. Yes, most conservative.
So being socially conservative is somehow knowing the way?
Wait a second. My son is Generation Z. He is going to be 10 years old in March.
Okay.
His opinion on premarital sex is, let's say, not completely formed. Right? Like, the only thing he knows about sex is what happens with barnyard animals, basically. And he's pretty sure mommy and daddy do it. So, yeah, right? Like, I'm sure that premarital sex, he thinks that marriage and sex should go together. But I'll bet you his opinion morphs over the next the 10 years after this.
Yeah, hang on a second here, Dan. We're going to continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Are the Generation Z's more likely to be libertarian? I don't know. You tell me.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.